Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Thursday, the 21st of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. As one grows older, one is constantly faced with the tussle between idealism versus reality. So when I look at the FOMC statement overnight and the press conference, it kind of felt that way. So going into the FOMC, there has been concerns about how the recent sticky inflation data may affect the Fed pivot. But Powell emphasized that decisions are made on a meeting-to-meeting basis and cautioned against overreacting to 2 months of data, noting that they do not change the overall story, that inflation is moving down gradually. In addition, Powell highlighted that cooling labor demand suggests that financial conditions are weighing on economic activities. So the Fed did revise up their median GDP projection for 2024 to 2026, with the end of 2024 forecast at 2.1%, which is up from 1.4%. The core PCE inflation forecast for 2024 also rose by 0.2%, but the median dot plot still points to 3 rate cuts for this year. So the message is dovish. The FOMC does not see moderately higher inflation as a barrier to cutting policy rates. Now, there were thoughts that the FOMC would like to see inflation below 2.5% as a prerequisite for cutting rates. But the projections suggest they expect to ease monetary policy even if year-on-year core inflation is running higher. So risky assets reacted positively to this FOMC. The DXY index dropped by nearly 1% from the peak hours before the FOMC announcement. And the NASDAQ 100 index registered strong gains when the announcement came. Now, this FOMC is giving a boost to the growth stocks and increasing the chances of the NASDAQ 100 index breaking out of its sideways pattern, which has been in place since early February this year. So we continue to stay overweight US equities on a 6 to 12 months horizon, and we are overweight the communication services and the technology sectors within the growth space. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.